I'm George Walker. The Bloomington Early Music Festival hosts the quartet Cecilia's Circle for a free educational at 5 and a full concert at 8 in the Unitarian Universalist Church Saturday, May 17th. Our guest is the group's harpsichordist Vivian Montgomery. Vivian, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
How did the four of you get together?
Well, Janet and I went to the University of Michigan together, and both just kind of serendipitously launched into a fascination with women composers, early women composers, at about the same time. And I was given the opportunity to put together a program for a women's studies conference. And I asked her to join me, and that was our launching. And then we also, all three of us, worked at different times on doctorates at Case Western Reserve University. So Julie was there, and so that was the three of us kind of convened there.
So a group that got together in the Midwest, as a matter of fact.
Yes, that's right. And so at one point, we were all in very easy driving distance.
We're talking with the harpsichordist for the group Cecilia's Circle, Vivian Montgomery. The women really have fostered a special kinship with both the famous and really the lesser-known female composers and performers.
That's right. And, really, it's been a goal of ours, and especially mine in my work as a performer and a researcher, to look at the less familiar and, in some ways, the more marginalized context for women's music making. And so that brings us into composers and musicians who are less known than some of the more highly recognized, such as Elizabeth Jacquet de Laguerre and Barbara Strozzi. They're people who might have functioned only in the convent or only in the privacy of their homes or in a small world of performance.
You have actually one of those represented in your upcoming concerts here.
Yes, well, actually a couple, one of them being Elizabeth Turner, very much somebody who kind of operated in the amateur music realm for singers and keyboardists, which was certainly occupied mostly by women in the late 17th, early 18th century. They would have been making music in the privacy of their homes and less so than in the public. And her songs are small and delightful and very much appealing to that particular community.
We're talking with harpsichordist Vivian Montgomery from the group Cecilia's Circle about their upcoming performances during the Bloomington Early Music Festival. Vivian, you also don't ignore male composers, especially when their topic is women.
Right, yeah. I think that there is something special that comes of the depiction of women figures, of female figures, at the hands of some of the great male composers of the Baroque period.
Now, we're talking to you from your home in Boston. It almost seems the rule with early music groups that you're pretty well spread out, and Cecilia's Circle follows the rule. Violinist Julie Andrzejewski is based in Pittsburgh. Soprano Janet Youngdahl is way out in Calgary. You do have a guest, Shelley Taylor, who actually is from Bloomington.
What I find, and maybe this is more the case with early music than with any other realm, that we tend to want to hang on for dear life to playing with the people that we love to play with. And so we'll tend to travel to the ends of the earth in order to continue working with the people with whom we have great rapport, because it just means so much to make this music with people who you really feel like you're on the same wavelength as. And that's been the case with this group, that no matter where we've been living, and we all have moved around quite a bit.
We've been talking with harpsichordist Vivian Montgomery. Her group Cecilia's Circle presents a brief free education program of women making music across the centuries Saturday at 5 in the Unitarian Universalist Church. Tickets are still available for their full concert, Pious and Profane, the Female Figure in Music, and it takes place later that evening at 8. I'm George Walker.